If you take your Bibles with me this evening, turn to Matthew in chapter number 11. Matthew chapter number 11. It's going to be a little bit different tonight. All I'm going to do is just, you can hear while I preach to myself tonight. The Lord, I was studying, I needed something from the Lord. He gave this to me this week. And I know it was for me. And the Lord just, He wants me to share it tonight, maybe to be a blessing to someone else. Matthew chapter 11, we're going to read some very familiar verses. Let's stand as you read them if you're able. In verse number 28, Matthew 11, verse number 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Father, I pray you'd help me as I preach this message you gave me this week. I know I'm the very first to testify that the message was for me. And Lord, you used it in my life. Now, God, I pray that it might be used. I know you've directed to share it tonight. And I pray that it might be used to encourage another. And Lord, if for another reason, I just thank you for speaking to me already. And I love you. In your name I pray. Amen. Be seated. Thank you. Many of us tonight or lately, you know, it's easy because of life to get beaten down and to get tired. We all can be there. Did you know this too, that it's natural to grow weary? It's not weakness to grow weary. It is natural to get tired. The Lord multiple times pulled apart and He took His disciples away from the crowd and away from this and that, to rest, to be alone. It's a natural thing to work hard. At least it should be a natural thing to work hard. We ought to work hard, but when you work hard, it's a natural thing to be tired. And I think, by the way, this is not the message, but I think God intended it that way, because I believe even the fact that our bodies grow tired and we lay down at night and we go to sleep and then we wake up the next morning refreshed and ready, I think, did you know God didn't have to do things that way? But I think He did that way because even in creation, He wanted to point everybody to the fact that yes, the Lord Jesus Christ would come and our sins, and He would die and He would lie down, but He would get up again. And I think everything in creation points to that. That's why the day, the sun rises in the morning, sets at night, but it will rise the next day. That's why the salmon swim upstream and then they die when they go upstream. But what happens here in a couple months? Here comes new life down the stream. That's why the bear goes in its den there to hibernate. He lays down and lays down for months, but then he gets up again. And I think you can just go through everything. You can see the leaves on the tree as they begin to die in the fall and they fall off and they go to the ground. But what happens right now? They're budding forth in new life. You know why? Because God showed us something. This is what it's all about. And so with our bodies, you know, we will get weary. They even have today, I was looking at it, they have a diagnosis today for people that are tired. You ever feel like you're tired all the time? Do you know they have a diagnosis for you? I think it's a bunch of junk, but here it is, ready? You have chronic fatigue syndrome. Doesn't that sound great? Go into work tomorrow about an hour late and just be like, I'm sorry, I have chronic fatigue syndrome. You know, and just, you know, see what they say. But it is, they can look it up. It is legitimate, but you have to be diagnosed by the doctor. But I'm pretty sure a lot of us could be diagnosed, huh? But, you know, there's nothing they can do about it either. I hate to tell you this, there's no cure for chronic fatigue syndrome, all right? The doctors have not figured out a cure. All they do, though, is they give you sleeping pills at night and try to get you to sleep. They dope you up so you can sleep some, and hopefully you feel better in the morning. Doesn't happen. All right, but I have news for you. If you come and you say, you know what, I've been feeling worn out, tired, done. Well, I got good news for you. Doctors can't figure it out, but the Lord did. Amen. And He's giving you a cure here tonight. And I want you to see this with me real quick. It won't be long. The Lord shared this with me, and it really helped me this week. Number one, in verse number 28, I want you to see a problem that we all face. It says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You know, we all labor, and we all at times become heavy laden. There's not one of us in this room that does not apply to. Every one of us, we become heavy laden at times. Every one of us will labor. And what happens because of that is physically we get worn down. Usually then it will follow with being mentally worn down and sometimes emotionally worn down. But you know what? It's a problem we all face. Now you may feel refreshed. You may have had a 2-hour Baptist nap today and you are good to go right now, all right? And praise the Lord if you are, all right? But maybe there's some. Like I found myself this week just need to stop. Say, God, why do I feel this way? And you'll see a couple things right here. Why? Why do we become, as this verse says, why are we heavy laden? And why? What is the labor all about? I think it really, those two things gives us two things that make us feel this way. Number one, you have, first of all, the everyday bothers of life. It says there, come unto me, all ye that labor. Now, that's nothing huge. It's just called life. And you know what? I think y'all can agree with this. Life can wear you down at times. Nothing huge. Not doing anything wrong. You're just getting up. You're working hard. Things going on. You're busy. You got schedules. You're pouring your whole heart into work. When you're at work, you're giving it 110%, which everyone should do. When you get home, you still have stuff that needs to be done. You have to do this, you have to do that. And you have a long list of stuff, and it seems like it's never, ever done. And it's hard to catch up. And these are what's called the everyday life, all right? This is what this verse is saying. Come unto me, all ye that labor. We all labor. Probably some more than others, but we all labor. If you didn't labor, then you're still in the bed tonight, all right? Haven't moved all day, all right? Well, then you might be able to say, I haven't labored, all right? All right, well, maybe you should, all right? But we all have labored some. It took work to get ready today. It took work to get dressed, come to church. Lot will do, they have stuff to do tomorrow. It's called life. The everyday hustle and bustle of life. All ye that labor. So there's the everyday bothers of life. But here's the second thing in this. Then you have the enormous burdens of life. Come unto me, all ye that labor. That's, we all know what that is. Then it says, and are heavy laden. You know, that's whenever something bigger happens. The unexpected. The trial. The heartache. There's been a lot this week in this room that have had to carry a heavy burden this week. A lot that had to go through some things they didn't want to go through. It wasn't easy to go through it. But it's reality. And they come to church today, just what it is. A little tired. I want you to know that God doesn't look at you tonight and say, oh, you're so weak. God, matter of fact, he says, I see it. I want you to come. God never rebukes us. God never rebukes us for laboring and being heavy laden. God doesn't look at us in this verse and say, what's wrong with you? Instead, he opens his arms and says, I understand. Come. We could go around this room tonight and share different things that have been heavy. Some have been, sicknesses. Some have been, financial, a rough week maybe financially. My brother Mullis had to face a hard day, hard week this week. We've all could go around this room and share different things that, we didn't want to go through. We didn't mark it on a calendar months ahead and know that it's coming. But it was a heavy burden that weighed heavy upon us. Probably many of us tonight could testify that, yeah, I've been there. Maybe some have been there this week. Everybody's is different and it doesn't make one worse than the other. Maybe it's the unexpected sickness that came upon you. Maybe it's the unexpected diagnosis a doctor gives. Maybe it's just an unexpected bill. We had one of those this week. My wife called me. She said, hot water heater went out. I was like, what? It was hot water heater's good. I let the propane run out. All right. That does not make a happy wife, all right, when you're going to let that happen, all right? So You know, we had to fix that, you know. That's called life. Maybe a loved one hurt you this week. Maybe a relationship went sour. But you know, as we live this life, these things happen. Job said it best. Look at this verse real quick. We'll come back. Look in Job chapter number 14. Job chapter 14. Job 14 and verse number 1. Job 14:1 says, "Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble." That's life. You know what the Lord says in Matthew? He says, you see, this is a problem every one of us face. We have the everyday burdens of life, and then we have those enormous burdens of life. And that's a problem we all face. But back in Matthew now, look at this. But there's a promise that we're all given. Love this. Look at the promise. Back in verse number 28, it says this, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You know what the promise is? The promise is this. God said, "You come to me with this, and I will give you rest." Did you know, this is exciting to me, that if anybody else in this auditorium said those words to us, we'd probably kind of laugh. The burden that maybe you're bearing, the burden that, you know, that we share from this week. There were things that people were heavy laden about and burdened about this week, and they shared it with me. You know what? It was frustrating. I couldn't fix it. There was nothing I could do to make it better. I can pray, I can be there, I can listen, I can give counsel, but I cannot make things better. None of us have the ability to fix everybody's problems. And we would laugh if someone stood up and said they did. But Jesus can say this. He says, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." He is able to do this. He is the only one who is able to do this. The nature of God assures this promise. You know what that is? He is an all-powerful God. He is a God that cannot lie. And if He said, "Come to me and I'll give you rest," my friends, you can bank on it. He will give you rest if you go to Him. It's His nature. And then His name assures the promise here. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 19, when He's there on His white horse, it says that His name is faithful and true. What a great name. And if the faithful and the true says, "Come to me and I'll give you rest," then we can go to Him and He will give us rest. See, it's a problem that we all have. Problem we all face. The everyday burdens of life and those enormous burdens that hit us. But there's a promise that we're all given. But I want you to see thirdly now, there's a prescription. A prescription that we're all pointed to. Look at verse 29 and 30 now. Jesus says this, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, I told you this is what the Lord helped me with this week. You know what the Lord didn't tell me to do in this passage of Scripture? And He doesn't tell you to do either. He doesn't tell you to go and to take 2 weeks off and to have leisure time. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Like I said, the Lord did that at times. He didn't say, if you're heavy burden, you know, go here or there, take a vacation, bed rest, stay in the bed for, you know, a week or something. Isn't it interesting what He said to do? I know we've all read this, and I'm not saying anything new. We've read this 100 times, haven't we? He says, "All of you that labor and are heavy laden," He said, "come to me. I'll give you rest." And here's how it works. A yoke. He says there, "Take my yoke upon you The yoke is the key to our rest. I like what he said. When he says, take my yoke, understand when you study that verse and what it says, it's not saying that the Lord is, you know, holding the reins and you get in his yoke. That's not what that verse is saying. That is not what that verse is saying. The Lord's not saying, all right, Alex and Dan, stand right here and I'll hook up you guys on the yoke and I'll snap the whip and we'll start doing something. You know what that says, my yoke? You know what that means? He's in the yoke. He's in the yoke. He says, take my yoke upon you. You know what he wants us to do? You know what the problem? You know why we get... Now listen, it's the key to it all. Ready? This is what the Lord spoke to me about. You know why we get so worn out with everything that everybody else is facing too? You know why we get so frustrated either with the burdens of life or these extreme, enormous burdens that face us at times? It's because of this. We try to handle it ourselves. We try to fix it. We try to figure it out. We try to, you know, say, well, I'll just man up and I'll just take care of it. Or I'll just lower my head and just bull my way through, and you know, I'll just carry all this upon myself and I'll just get through to the other side. And we become frustrated. We become tired. We become weak. Bible didn't say we need a hammock. It said we need a yoke. The Lord's yoke. Now, what is the Lord's yoke? It's in this verse. Two things were done. The yoke, number one, is a place of labor. It says, take my yoke upon you. It is a place of labor. And understand this, what I'm trying to say. It isn't, you say, well, I'm really tired. I should just take on more ministries and my life will be solved. That's not what it's saying. It means this, work with him. Work with him. I don't care what you do, my friends, we're not going to escape the everyday burdens of life and the enormous burdens that hit us at times. You can't run from it. A lot of people, that's their answer. They try, well, life is so rough, I'm just going to disappear. It fixes nothing. I'm just going to go hide for a month. Fixes nothing. You know what the Lord says? He doesn't say, go hide somewhere, go hop in a hammock, go hide under the bed. You know what he said? He said, take my yoke upon you. It's a place of labor. Do it with him. And it is, secondly, a place of learning. He says this, and learn of me. Learn of him. You know what happens to us? You know what typically happens to you and me when we become burdened and heavy laden? You understand what that means. There's a lot going on. We're burdened, everyday life, these enormous burdens. You know what we normally do? We normally try to just to take care of it, and we get so busy, we become overwhelmed. And what's the first thing that we begin to neglect? I mean, we're having to get up at 5 a.m. We're staying up till 11:30 at night. We're doing it over and over and over again. The list is never getting done. I have so much in front of me and I'm so tired. What is one of the first things that we push away? It's that yoking up with the Lord. It's that book you hold in your hand. For whatever reason, you know, I you don't understand. I'm too much going on. And we never get the help. And the burden becomes too heavy. You know what he said to do, my friends? When the burdens are heavy and we're heavy laden, he opens his arms and says, come. Take my yoke. He said, and we'll do this together. And in this time, and you're heavy, you're going to learn some things about me. You're going to learn some things about me. There was an Amish farmer. He always still used the oxen. And this guy was doing a report, and he went out there in the field, and he saw the man leading his oxen. And there was this giant, I mean big old ox. Next to it was this younger calf, small. And they had him yoked together. And the guy asked him, he said, "Doesn't that mess you up?" And the guy said, "Oh, no." The Amish guy said this. He said, "That big ox right there can handle it." He said, "And I have to put the younger one and the weaker one with him. Because if I just hooked up that younger ox, it would fight me and pull against me. It would injure itself, and we would never get the work done. But when that small ox gets yoked up with that large ox, first time it starts to pull away, that big ox says, uh-uh, we're going this way. And that young ox learns to work with that big ox," he said, "and you get productivity. And what happens too is that young ox grows up to know how to do it." That's all the Lord's telling us to do. That's all he's telling us to do. If you're tired, worn out, you're not in sin. You haven't put in things in your life that are wrong. It's just the everyday life and those enormous burdens that hit you. But you get to this point, then you're probably about to admit, probably to yourself, but you're about to admit to yourself, the one thing you've pushed aside is that sweet time of yoking up with the Lord every day. And the jobs are never getting done, and the strength never seems to be enough. What we need to do is listen to the Lord today. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me." His yoke is easy. You know why that yoke's easy? Same with that little ox. He just has to learn to go where the big ox goes. Long as he goes where the big ox goes, it's a good life. Long as we'll learn just to go where the Lord leads us, listen to him, talk to him, he'll give you rest.